Hello, welcome to the English Now Zhongtao Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, this morning, Party General Secretary Nguyễn Phú Trọng chaired a preliminary meeting on a project to review the 10-year implementation of a resolution on the orientations and tasks for the development of Ho Chi Minh City until 2020 with a vision to 2050. Members held the efforts by the Party Committee and administration of the country's biggest metropolis in overcoming difficulties and challenges to record many achievements in socio-economic development as well as defense and security safeguarding. The city's economic scale rose 2.7 times in the 2010-2020 period, while the per capita gross regional domestic product doubled. Its economic structure has been transformed with higher contributions from the industrial and service sectors and high-tech agriculture, they noted, adding that progress has been seen in all areas and social welfare ensured. However, they pointed out that Ho Chi Minh City has faced a number of shortcomings, including slow improvement of its investment environment, low international competitiveness, and per capita income below the set target. The Politburo said that Resolution No. 16 and QETW was issued with an aim to turn the city into a modern service industry city, a driving force for the country's digital economy and digital society, as well as an economic, financial, trade, science, technology, and cultural center of Southeast Asia with deep and extensive international integration by 2030. By the year 2045, the city is expected to have become an Asia's economic, financial, and service center, an attractive global destination with distinctive economic and cultural development, a high quality of life, and a developed city on par with major cities in the world. The National Innovative Entrepreneurship Day 2022, All Tech Fest Vietnam 2022, opened in the southern province of Bình Dương today. The three-day event, which is being organized by the Provincial People's Committee and the Ministry of Science and Technology, aims to seek solutions in line with the development trends of the fourth industrial revolution, especially in areas greatly affected by the COVID-19 pandemic like healthcare, education, and energy, thereby contributing to promoting innovative ideas and improving people's lives. Deputy Minister of Science and Technology Trần Văn Tùng said hundreds of innovative startup products and services will be exhibited at TechFest Vietnam 2022. This year's edition, with the theme Open Innovation Ecosystem, the next big thing, is expected to attract more than 8,000 people representing startup communities nationwide and from 20 countries. Responding to the Program Minister Focus Promotion Month in 2022 of the Ministry of Industry and Trade, on this morning, at Golconter Supermarket, the City Department of Industry and Trade coordinated with relevant units to open the program Week of Vietnamese Youth and Suburb Promotion in 2022. Attending the function were Mr. Trần Việt Trường, Chairman, and Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hồng, Vice Chairman of Kandai City People's Committee. The program Week of Vietnamese Youth and Suburb Promotion in 2022 takes place from December 2nd to 4 with the participation of supermarkets, convenience stores, and businesses in Kandai City to help Vietnamese businesses promote brand promotion, increasing the competitiveness of Vietnamese products in the market. There are about 40 local products, specialty and typical products of Kandai City, and dozens of essential consumer goods products displayed and introduced at the stores. Thereby, consumers can assess and purchase products and services at the most favorable prices of the year, especially those servicing consumer demand during the coming Lunar New Year 2023. responding to the National Action Month for HIV/AIDS from November 10 to December 10 with the team Stop AIDS Youth is Ready and World HIV/AIDS Prevention and Control Day. This morning, in Kansas City, the Drug Rehabilitation Facility in Hiệp Lợi Ward, Ngã Bảy, Hậu Giang Province, Kansas Department of Labor and Various Social Affairs organized many activities. This afternoon, Anyang Radio and Television Station hosted the conference to summarize the Malaysian Cluster No. 9 and to summarize and award the Professional Festival of Radio and Television Stations in the Southern Cluster of Hậu River in 2022. Attended the function are 7 radio and television stations, including Cần Thơ, Cà Mau, Kiên Giang, Bạc Liêu, Sóc Trăng, Hậu Giang, and An Giang. The song for the English News of Kantar Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.